91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 15 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. A food inspector and hobby farmer has been identified as the man killed in a farm accident northeast of Belleville on Saturday. Provincial police say an investigation continues into the death of 31-year-old Aaron Whalen. Whalen was on a tractor pulling a flatbed load of hay that came to a stop on Blessington Road in Tyonegwa Township on Saturday evening. Police say it appears everything tipped. Whalen died of injuries suffered when he was trapped under the tractor. Belleville police responded to an alarm at a business on Bridge Street East this morning. Nothing is known to be stolen, but someone had entered the business through a rooftop vent. Police are investigating. One of Ontario's worst roads is about to get a facelift. Belleville City Council announced last night that total reconstruction of Palmer Road will begin in a few weeks. The reconstruction includes a new water vein and a new sidewalk on the west side of the road. The road will also be widened to accommodate two lanes. Palmer Road was ranked one of the worst roads by CAA in 2010. A rude awakening for Canadian motorists. Gasoline prices are sharply higher in some parts of the country. Jerry Smith from the Canadian Press has more.
Tomorrow's GasPriceToday.com says the price of the pump in southern and eastern Ontario soared by 6.5 cents a liter overnight. A liter of regular in the Toronto area now costs $1.39.6. This compares with 96.3 cents at this time last year. Motorists in Montreal are now paying $1.44.9 after a nickel per liter increase. For Vancouver, it's a 4.6 cent per liter increase to $1.44.1. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
Alberta's energy minister admits that it took longer than the government would have liked to get out information on the magnitude of a recent oil pipeline leak near Peace River. But Ron Lightpert says, for the most part, it couldn't be helped.
The spill was in a remote part of the province. It was important that the information be correct rather than quick.
About 28,000 barrels of crude oil leaked from the Rainbow Pipeline. The NDP says it appears information was held back for political reasons, given it was released the day after the federal election. Durham Region police have laid additional child pornography charges against a teacher after more people came forward. Stephen Martin of Oshawa faces an additional 9 counts of sexual touching and 10 counts of luring. The accused has been remanded in custody. Martin was originally charged in April with luring, invitation to sexual touching, possession of child pornography, and making child pornography. About 100 evacuees have been allowed into the 20-kilometer exclusion zone around the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant in northeastern Japan. This morning's brief visit allowed them to collect belongings from their houses. It's the first time since the March 11th earthquake and tsunami that Japanese officials have felt confident enough about radiation levels in the exclusion zone. A new scoreboard at Marianne Sills Park is like a big thank you card to kids from a local business. Jennifer Bowman reports the work and money put into the sign are a message from the heart.
Marianne Sills Park in Belleville is going to have the best of the best when it comes to scoreboards, thanks to John and Evelyn Thibault. The Thibaults donated $50,000 for the scoreboard at Belleville City Council last night. John Thibault says the donation is their way of thanking all the kids who have helped them build their collision prevention driving school.
Just wanted to give back. That's all.
Thibault says once the sign is up and the work is done, they will get involved with the city in any other way they can. Jennifer Bowman, QNET News, Belleville.
It's the biggest deal in Microsoft's 36-year history. The software maker is shelling out $8.5 billion to buy internet telephone service Skype. The deal makes Microsoft a bigger force in the increasingly important smartphone market. Skype boasts about 663 million users worldwide. The month of May means mayhem and murder at the Belleville Library. Ashley Gale reports.
There's no bones about it. Blood will be spilt at the Belleville Library this Thursday when local author J.D. Carpenter kicks off Mystery Fest, a month-long celebration of all things mystery. Cheryl Holland Hughes of the Belleville Library says it's the intrigue that keeps people hungry for a good mystery.
People like different genres of books for different reasons, but I can only assume that it's the actual twist in the tale and it's working out whether you were right, yeah? That's why they're so popular on television probably as well.
Local author Hilary McLeod and Ottawa-based Mary Jane Maffini will also be reading in the weeks to come. Carpenter reads Thursday at 6:30 on the third floor of the library. Ashley Gale, QNET News, Belleville.
It's official. William and Kate are now on their honeymoon. That's the word straight from Buckingham Palace. Tom Rivers has more.
It's not a total surprise. His car was spotted yesterday near his Royal Air Force base along with a police SUV piled high with luggage. Williams got 2 weeks' leave coming, but the big question is, where did he and Kate go? Speculation has been running wild here that the newlyweds may have gone to places like Jordan, the Caribbean, or maybe Australia. But the hot favorite, according to the British media, a quiet private island in the Seychelles off the East African coast. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Thrill seekers will soon have something else to try at the CN Tower. Those with the nerve will be able to walk around a 1.5 meter wide ledge around the top of the tower's main pod, 356 meters above the ground. They'll be wearing safety harnesses attached to an overhead rail, and trained guides will lead the adventurous walkers in groups of 6 to 8. The attraction is being called Edgewalk. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get an orange cranberry slim sensation muffin and small premium roast coffee, all only $1.39 plus tax every day. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. The Wings season hangs in the balance tonight. In Detroit, which battled back after being down 3-0 in its conference semifinal series, has to beat the Sharks for a third straight time to force a Game 7. The seventh game would be played Thursday in San Jose. The Vancouver Canucks can take a breath after defeating the Nashville Predators 2-1 last night to win their NHL playoff series 4-2. Vancouver will face either Detroit or San Jose in its first Western Conference Finals appearance since 1994. Canada will have its captain in the lineup when it faces Russia later this week in the quarterfinals at the World Hockey Championship. Rick Nash won't receive any further punishment for a hit on Michael Backlund in Canada's 3-2 victory over Sweden last night. Canada plays Russia on Thursday. Max Scherzer won his sixth consecutive decision and Victor Martinez hit a two-run homer as the Detroit Tigers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 10-5. Scherzer is 6-0 and has not lost in 8 starts this season. Jays manager John Farrell talks about pitcher Brandon Morrow's issues and why he pulled him out so early.
Obviously, he was in an extended inning at the time. I saw his velocity beginning to drop. And really, from the second, late in the second inning on, thought he had a hard time getting the ball down the strike zone.
The Jays open a 2-game mini-series tonight with the Red Sox at the Rogers Centre. Kyle Drabek goes for Toronto against Boston's John Lester. Local high school athletes will participate in tomorrow's track and field meet at Centennial High School. The Bay of Quinte track and field meet kicks off at 9 and events are scheduled right up until 5:45. Derrick Rose and his top-seeded Chicago Bulls try to pick themselves up after a 100-88 loss to Atlanta on Sunday that evened up their conference semifinal series at 2 apiece. The Bulls host the Hawks in Game 5 tonight. Kevin Durant scored 6 of his 35 points in the third overtime, and Oklahoma City survived a thriller in holding off the Memphis Grizzlies 133-123 in a game that ended early this morning. Durant says his team came up big in the home stretch.
That was a fun game. It's a long game. You know, both teams made big plays. We had a good lead, you know. Minute left, they hit some big shots. You got to give them credit. But we stuck with it. We didn't let that get us down. They had an advantage with their crowd and into it. And it was a fun game.
With the victory, the Thunder grabbed back home court advantage and tied their Western Conference semifinal at 2-2. Game 5 is tomorrow night back in Oklahoma City. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. 91x weather. Today, sunny with a high of 18. Tonight, clear with a low of 7. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 19. Thursday, sunny with a high of 19. Friday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 19. And looking into the weekend, Saturday calls for showers with a high of 15. And Sunday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 15. At 12:09, it's 15 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.